Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
President Biden makes his first trip to Asia.
Decisions we make today will have far-reaching impacts on the world.
Banning abortion at conception.
The moment the two join together, the child is created.
Withering weekend.
The heat index could be up between 95 and 100.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Stephen Portnoy in Seoul, South Korea with the CBS World News Roundup. It's the start of a five-day Asian tour for the president, which will have him here in South Korea through Sunday before traveling to Tokyo through Tuesday. The trip is aimed at strengthening economic and security ties with U.S. allies in this region. And the president's first stop was a Samsung semiconductor plant.
This is an auspicious start to my visit because it's emblematic of the future cooperation and innovation that our nations can and must build together.
The facility Mr. Biden toured is similar to a $17 billion plant Samsung is now building in Texas. And the president says it's all part of a supply chain strategy.
To secure more of what we need from our allies and partners and bolster our supply chain resilience.
Mr. Biden also hopes to grow more regional support for a new economic framework that would replace the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That free trade deal died when then-President Trump pulled the U.S. out of it in 2017. While he's here in South Korea, Mr. Biden will not visit the DMZ. His national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, explained on Air Force One that Mr. Biden was last there in 2013.
He had the chance to see the whole thing.
The White House has warned the threat of a North Korean provocation while Mr. Biden is here is real, adding if Kim Jong-un does fire a long-range missile or test one of his nukes in the next few days, it'll underscore the need for U.S. security in the region. Steve?
Well, Stephen, Oklahoma lawmakers have passed a bill banning all abortions except in cases where the mother's life is in danger and if it's a case of rape or incest. It goes to the governor's desk next week. He's expected to sign it into law. The legislation was written by Republican Wendy Stearman, and it goes further than an earlier measure prohibiting abortions after 6 weeks.
If you allow the 6 weeks, then you are condoning abortion up to that point, and science tells us the moment of fertilization is when the DNA is created.
Now to Buffalo. And a service for the 10 people killed in last weekend's supermarket massacre. CBS's Jerika Duncan says a community in pain is mourning and looking for answers.
We just want to live in peace. My grandchildren are here. I'm scared for them.
Family members of the 10 people massacred at a Buffalo supermarket called on the country to confront and stop racist violence.
That racist young man took my mother away.
The eldest daughter of 86-year-old victim Ruth Whitfield struggled for words.
I need this violence to stop.
12-year-old Jake Patterson, who lost his father, kept his face covered with his hands as his mother described how he's now having trouble eating and sleeping.
What am I supposed to do to help him get through this?
Jerome Wright is a deacon at a local church who has been offering support to the grieving families.
Though the gunman may have been apprehended, the killer, white supremacy, is still on the loose.
Over the next few days, the government will transport 1.5 million bottles of baby formula into the U.S. to help ease the shortage. As CBS's Meg Oliver reports, it's not only parents of infants who rely on formula.
For 8-year-old Izzy Bradford, formula is a lifeline.
How often do you have this?
Three times a day.
Three times a day?
Bradford suffers from a rare metabolic disorder known as PKU.
We were told at 6 days of age that she had this disorder and would need to be on treatment for life.
Her mom, Sarah Chamberlain, says Izzy relies on special metabolic formula for about 70% of her nutrition.
Long term, not having the formula would result in permanent brain damage.
Her mom is terrified of running out.
How many cans arrived in your last order?
2 cans.
And how many were supposed to arrive?
16.
It'll feel like midsummer in much of the Southeast today with temperatures in the 90s. Some parts of Texas will reach triple digits. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen.
This is going to be an extremely warm air mass, and the heat index during the daytime is expected to be up around 100 degrees.
The high heat invades the Northeast Saturday and Sunday.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
The Senate has passed a $40 billion aid package for Ukraine. Republican leader Mitch McConnell applauded the bipartisan vote.
Aid for Ukraine goes far beyond charity. The future of America's security and core strategic interests will be shaped by the outcome of this fight.
11 Republicans did oppose it. A 23-year-old California man who stormed the Capitol on January 6, 2021, opened doors for others and sat in the Senate chair of then-Vice President Pence, has pleaded guilty to a federal charge. A separate charge of assaulting a police officer was dropped. CBS's Scott McFarlane has the latest on the House investigation.
In a letter, the House Select January 6 Committee says it has evidence Barry Loudermilk, a suburban Atlanta Republican, led a tour through part of the Capitol complex January 5th, the time when the Capitol complex was closed. They want to interview him next week about that tour. Loudermilk, for his part, says it was a family with kids and that the January 6 Committee is a political circus.
A judge in Southern California says there is enough evidence to put a 27-year-old man on trial for a Tesla crash in 2019 that killed two people who were out on a first date. The vehicle was operating on autopilot at the time. As other drivers have warned,
you have to still pay attention to the road. You just have to make sure it's doing the right thing so it's not completely hands off.
In this case, the Model S left a freeway and ran a red light at 74 miles an hour, hitting a compact car. Kids 5 to 11 can now roll up their sleeves for a Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine booster shot after the CDC signed off on it. Ania Ja did it in East Palo Alto, California.
It was scary, but the nurses helped me.
Her mom says,
once they started getting down to her age level, then I was 100% ready to do it.
It's estimated 30% in that age group have had the original two doses and are eligible for boosters. Well, in the 1975 movie Jaws, there's a scene where two kids get in trouble for clowning around with a fake fin in the water.
He made me do it! He taught me to do it!
Jaws was filmed off Martha's Vineyard. Now, one of those kids is 56-year-old Jonathan Searle, who's the new police chief in Oak Bluffs, which is part of that island. He says he finds it all quite funny.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Attention Netflix and other streaming services. The Oscars are going back to the way things once were.
And the Oscar goes to...
Because of the pandemic, the last 2 years, Oscar officials loosened their rules, allowing films that were never released in theaters to be eligible. That will no longer be the case. Once again, like before COVID-19, films will now be required to be released first in theaters and have at least a 7-day run in 6 major metropolitan areas, including New York and here in L.A. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Alabama coach Nick Saban has called out Texas A&M, saying the school is buying players with name, image, and likeness deals. The Aggies signed the top recruiting class in the country earlier this year. The NCAA lifted most of its rules barring athletes from earning money from sponsorship and endorsement deals last July. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.